is the ordinance to amend the future land use map for the 235 parcels.
All right, on this one, I will say that yes, apparently we have some problems with how things are done. But I know that this property was actually, I mean, this was not a mistake that they made. They did this purposely for this property, the low density, and it was partially the domino effect and the environmental issues and the fact that they'd already let, you know, we have approved proper development on that property. So it's not like we're holding somebody back from being able to develop the property. But I know that, that it was not, but it wasn't like it was, oh, somebody missed this. They purposely looked at this property.
Yeah, what I don't understand is what, though, is that why it was done the way it was done? Because if it was in the, if it was all the way up to the end and then, you know.
I agree.
That whole thing, and if, and I understand the part about being able to protect the Great Marsh. And I know, and I'm quite certain that's why it was done. It would be my guess that that's why it was done. And I understand the state's position. They're going to stick to their guns at this point because there is a process that this has to go through. But I do think that what the applicant is offering might be a reasonable solution where they're willing to say, okay, take the back. You know, we'll be a half a mile from the marsh. You know, we just want to do what's, you know, something that's up front. Because, you know, to me, I guess maybe it's just counterintuitive, but if you've got that big interchange there, isn't that where you want stuff to happen? Because so that the through traffic doesn't have to slow down?
You know, what I thought though was really compelling was when he said that the transportation made the motion and it was based on the improvements that are being made is not considering 97 more units.
I really do, you have to go somewhere. You have to stop somewhere because it is going to be, well, you gave, you know, this one did it, well, now we want it, now we want it. So
we have a new interchange and then we're exchange, but then, okay, now we're still behind the eight ball because now we can't accommodate.
Yeah, but when you look at the map, there's all this yellow and then all of a sudden there's this one piece that is white. And then there's yellow on both sides and across the street from it, well, what's?
Yeah, it don't make sense.
Now, that's why I wanted to make the point though, that I get it 100% about the marsh.
That's why I thought it was a big deal.
And if they were asking for the whole thing, I wouldn't be able to support that because I get why they're doing that. I'm kind of okay, I think. But understand that we're going to make a recommendation.
Right.
The final decision is not going to be made by us, you know. And say again, to remind you, commissioners, we don't all have to agree on everything every time, okay?
I don't think we're going on this.
You know, we always like consensus, but we don't always get it. And that doesn't mean a thing. It just means that we're doing our job, okay? So when the time comes, you got to do what you got to do, okay? But the time is not tonight.
I agree. Let's make a motion to defer on this. Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on an ordinance to amend the future land use map for the parcels beginning with map 235. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.